Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks very much, Mr. Wonderful, here at your service. Continuing to celebrate our 12th anniversary week. Yeah, I'm just being a little bit more obnoxious this week because it's our anniversary. 12th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show and our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for being here all those years. Thank you for being small business owners. Thank you for doing all that you do out there. And there's somebody who's with us right now who agrees with me 100%, who thinks knows that you are our heroes, and that's our good friend Steve Forbes. Steve is, as you know very much, is the president and CEO of Forbes, also editor-in-chief of Forbes magazine. He is a former presidential candidate. I still wish he'd won. He's also the author of a number of books, including a new book called How Capitalism Will Save Us. He co-authored that with Elizabeth Ames, and he's here right now. Steve Forbes, welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to be with you. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Steve, we got a lot to talk about today, but I want to talk in this segment. I want you to talk to us about the healthcare situation, because that's really the big news right now. Senator Reid released the almost 2,000 pages of the Senate bill yesterday. We already had the almost 2,000 pages of the House bill. They're going to put those two together. Who knows what that's going to look like? Talk to us about your thoughts on what they're proposing right now.
Well, what they're proposing is an abomination. It's having more government control over health care. And in this book that we wrote, How Capitalism Will Save Us, Why Free People and Free Markets Are the Answer for today's Economy, we make the point that we have a chapter on health care done in a conversational tone, Q&A format, that you don't have real free enterprise in health care. You have it in parts of it, but not the whole system. And that's why you don't get the kind of productivity, the kind of constant new supply of innovations at cheaper and cheaper prices. Just to give you one example, Jim, if you go to a doctor, hospital, or clinic, and you ask what it's going to cost, they assume either you're crazy,
right,
or you don't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Why else would you want to know what it costs? What's it to you?
Right.
Well, you have that kind of system, it just goes haywire. Can you imagine going to a restaurant? Or what is it to you what the food costs?
Right.
Just order it.
Well, you know, I actually did that a year ago. I had a procedure, and the estimated value of that procedure was $6,500. I called the doctor, I called the hospital and told them I was self-insured. I have an HSA, I'm going to be writing you the check. I want to negotiate. Guess what the total bill was? Under 2,000.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. You
because
think the government's going to pull that off?
When it's your money, you get value for it, and the system is then geared to your needs, not a bureaucracy in an insurance company or a government.
I was a healthcare consumer, not a patient. I did some research, like I would if I were buying car insurance or a house or a suit. And that's what we've got to get to, and this proposed law is taking us farther away from that, isn't it, Steve?
It's taking us far away. And it's going to have two big devastating consequences. It's going to be a killer for small businesses with all the taxes and new mandates are put upon small businesses and new businesses.
And connecting us further to the government.
And it's also going to hurt us in terms of our standard of living and our longevity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the great things we've done in this country, because we do have a little bit of free enterprise in health care, is we've got an amazing array of new devices, medical devices, new drugs that prolong life, reduce hospital stays, and we're going to wreck that innovation. And without that kind of innovation, guess who pays the price? We, the people, do.
Right. There's no question about it. And they also want to start taxing those innovations now, don't they?
Well, it's amazing. Medical device makers, it's just a matter of how much tax they're going to put on them. Boy, that's a great way to encourage people to make innovations. Imagine if before the Internet had fully flourished, we put a special tax on software, put a special tax on going on the Internet. You'd have killed it.
Yeah. Steve, in the time we have left, the bill is going to go to, going to be voted out of, onto the floor or not soon, and then if it is, it'll go to the conference and they'll work to put it together and they'll come back to both houses. But what do you think of the chances that it won't even get on the floor? What do you handicap that for us?
Well, they're going to do everything they can with the sadly thuggish Chicago-style politics at its worst to try to get this thing to get to be brought to the floor. And while they've lost senators like Joe Lieberman, mm-hmm. they're going to tell others, well, you can vote against it, but you right. are, you shouldn't deny the opportunity to debate the thing.
Vote for it now, but against it later. Yeah. Because all they need 60 now, they need 50 later.
That's right.
So they're telling them you can vote for it now, but against it later if you want to.
Yeah, they'll say it's a procedure vote yeah. now to have a debate, and then when it comes to the floor, you can vote against it because we'll have 50 votes.
Will it get to the floor out of the Senate?
I think they will bring it to the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
okay. Will it pass this year quickly?
Yes, or early next year.
Good answer.
Yes.
Quick break, folks. Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.